The city water department will be flushing the north side of Lamar's beginning on Monday, May 10th. Crews will start the flushing of water hydrants at 8 a.m. Water officials will start on the northeast portion of town, which they anticipate will be completed within 2 days. After the northeast side of town is done with the hydrant flushing, city water officials will then move over to the northwest side of town. The following week, beginning on May 17th, they will flush the southwest portion of town, and on May 24th, flushing will occur on the southeast side of town. City Water Superintendent Rich Suttell says that residents should refrain from washing any clothes or running any more water than needed during the hours of 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on those days that flushing is occurring in your area of town. The Lamar's Farmers Market will start its season on Saturday, and again, it will be located on the south end of town on Prospect Street behind Corkett. Rob Scheitler is one of the vendors that participates with the Lamar's Farmers Market. He says, although it may be too early in the season for purchasing produce, Saturday's event should still provide many items for purchase.
We're really not sure how many vendors we'll have on our opening day on Saturday. Of course, you know, with the weather being a little cool and that, we won't have any produce, you know, coming in yet. The gardens have got to get planted and get going here. But I know Nikki Deckert is planning on having a lot of her plants for gardens there. Of course, we're going to be there with all of our baked goods. So, you know, it might be just a small group when we start out here the first 2-3 weeks, and then it gradually always, you know, increases as the season goes along, especially when all the produce starts coming in.
Scheitler says that the location behind Corkett Liquor Store works well for all concerned.
Right, I think this is our third year, maybe our fourth year going on here now at Corkett. It's an amazing green space that they gave us to use. And so it really works out very well. It's very accountable, you know, to everybody. There's parking and that. And, of course, we're just south of Hy-Vee, you know, on Prospect Street. And so come and join us. Yeah, we open at 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings, and we go till noon. Rain or shine, we're always there.
The longtime farmer's market vendor explains the benefits of purchasing goods from a local farmer's market.
One thing with the farmer's market, it's all, our motto is we either grow it, make it, or bake it just for you. And that's exactly what we do. Example, you know, for us, it's all homemade baked items. You know, and then you look at like what Nikki does and some of the others. They actually have greenhouses where they're starting all this stuff from seed. You know, and it's local, it's all made and produced and growing right here local, right here in our own community. So you're supporting the local people, and it's being bought by all the local people. So it's kind of a two-way street. And then when you come out to Corkett, you're not only supporting us, but a lot of people come out there and they support Corkett as well. Or they come out to Corkett to buy some, and the farmer's market's going. So they come and, you know, buy something from us as well. So it all helps the community.
Scheitler says that the farmers market season will continue through the last Saturday of September. The Iowa House has given final approval to a bill that immediately removes the time limit for filing criminal charges against people accused of sexually abusing a child. During House debate on Friday, Representative Sherry Lynn Westrich of Ottumwa spoke publicly for the first time about the abuse that she suffered as a child.
It was only as an adult that I was finally able to come to terms and find the courage to talk openly about this. I even had to write down my statement because it's emotional and it's hard to face. I think we need to support those victims who find the courage to speak out, who find the courage to come forward, no matter how long it takes them.
Westrich says that this law change gives victims a chance to get justice.
As a small child, I was sexually abused by a babysitter. It was something that I felt a lot of shame for. I was very confused. I was afraid to speak out, but I told my parents, but I wasn't believed at that time. They've since come back and apologized. My mother has cried many nights that she didn't believe me.
Westrich says as a teenager, she was part of a group who were supporting a friend who had been sexually abused, and the memories of her own abuse returned. And her siblings remembered being the babysitter locking them out of the house so that he could be alone with her. Westrich asked her colleagues to think about all the victims of child sex abuse.
1 in 5 girls and 1 in 20 little boys are sexually abused. How many perpetrators is that get away with it? That's a lot of perpetrators. That's a lot of children that are being hurt.
A legislature who spoke next thanked Westrich for having the courage to tell her story in a public forum and then expressed the hope that it would inspire other victims to come forward and press charges. Under current state law, child sex abuse victims must contact authorities before their 33rd birthday to file criminal charges or sue the abuser. The bill only deals with the statute of limitations for criminal charges. While the bill passed on an 84-2 vote, critics argued that it's time to lift the time limit on civil lawsuits as well, so that victims can sue institutions that knew about child sex abusers but did not act to prevent them from targeting other children. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has introduced a bill with a bipartisan group of senators that would force meatpackers to buy at least half of their weekly beef supply on the open market. A vast majority of cattle sales today are private sales, and Grassley says that he met with independent farmers this past week who cannot gauge the fair market price for their cattle.
I met in Jones County, Iowa, with 150 cattlemen that were very irate about the dominance of these four big packers having 80% of the slaughter, and 80% of each daily slaughter is either pre-contracted or by the company-owned cattle, so the independent producer can't get a market.
Grassley says lawmakers need to intervene because the cattle market just simply is not working.
We've got to pass this legislation so the independent producer can negotiate a price and know when he can deliver.
Grassley says he began talking about this issue back in 2002, but abandoned the effort in 2007 when he could not muster the votes to get a bill passed in the U.S. Senate.
And then a year ago, the cattle people came back to me from Iowa and said, "Would you please resurrect your bill?" I thought, ye gods, we're going to go through this same thing again, not get any support. You'd be surprised the number of people that signed up for my bill almost immediately. We have good bipartisan support now, and I think it's got no problem getting out of the Agriculture Committee.
Grassley made his comments during taping of the Iowa Press program, which airs on Friday night and Sunday on Iowa PBS. According to the USDA, Iowa ranks fourth among the states in the number of cattle destined for slaughter at the meatpacker.